Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
He's wearing a coat with like a furry collar, and he's just referred to as Scumbag Steve.
That's just rude. And Lord Steve's a nice man.
Well, notoriously, all Steves are a-holes.
There's a track record. Real track record of jerks with the name Steve. Yeah, we're going to consolidate. We're going to pick, you know, 2 to 3 of the sports books.
You commit more time to this than to your job.
No question.
Do you commit more time to this than you do to your family?
Not a doubt in the world.
So, safe to say, it's your number one priority?
No, Steve, that'd be absurd. Listen, you're a real idiot when it comes to technology. There's no way you'd be able to verify the numbers we're spitting at you, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
So every week we're coming to you with our, you know, our palms out like Oliver Twist, saying, you know, hey, we lost.
Oh, boy.
We lost again, Steve.
Is that the first Oliver Twist reference on this podcast?
Gotta be, right?
Steve, I'm glad you asked. And honest to goodness, this is not planned. I've talked at length about our library of dumb sound that I use for these introductions.
Yeah.
And I always save them, you know, with the title that I kind of know what the sound is.
Right.
In case I'm coming back. So I'll always name it.
Yeah. Kyle makes a funny noise. Steve says something. Yeah.
Like that one, it was named like Kyle Oliver Twist. Mm-hmm. Or the one before it was Steve something or other. Just because I try to split them into two.
Mm-hmm.
Or into who said what. So yesterday, for the very first time in the catalog of 780 plus audio pieces I have saved, I ran into a, do you want to replace this file? One is already named that. And it was when I tried to save a file as Kyle Oliver Twist.
So it has happened before. We've had an Oliver Twist reference.
And I had it included.
Can you send it to me?
On the email sent to you.
Oh, you did. Okay.
But I deleted it because I listened to it. And it's pretty horrifically unfunny.
That's a shame.
It was me doing a voice of what I think was a host of a cooking show or a contestant on a cooking show.
Uh-huh.
Talking about how none of the food I would eat.
Okay.
And then so I rattled off terrible sounding food to me. And then at the end said, I would rather have what Oliver Twist was having.
I think you got to send it over.
Let me
it needs to happen.
Yeah, let me dig it up. I'll send it to you while we open the program here, because there's something that we were just talking about, and it's one of those. What did you call them on the? You call them something on the side gig. You have a thought that it's really meaningless, but you're having it while you're just thinking out loud, like a lawnmower thought.
Lawnmower. Well, the idea of a lawnmower conversation is the mundane things, like the conversations you have with yourself while you're doing something mundane. Most relatable for everybody is typically lawnmower. You're cutting the grass and your brain's just kind of wandering. That's the time when you have the imaginary conversations that you really want to have in person.
Sure.
Say you're mad at somebody.
Right.
So you're cutting the grass and you're just thinking, oh, next time I see them, hey, you here, blah, 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 blah. And you go through things in your head and sometimes work it out. That happens to me. Used to happen a lot when I would go for runs. I would have a lot of lawnmower conversations.
Okay.
Get to the end of the run. The problem has all been solved in my head, and I feel better about it.
I guess this would be more closely related then to I think there's like a Reddit community for shower thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we were just chit-chatting about, well, Steve, we got to get to your athletic acumen that you've undertaken. I mean, because I think you missed a key step that you're supposed to do the exercise.
Okay.
And then inform the social media community of that exercise.
Sure,
you, so you forgot the main...
I forgot to do that. But I could... Let's see.
Oh, I'm sorry. We are in a day and age now.
Do you want to know? I mean, if you want... Look, I mean, if you look at my watch right here, maybe I could take a screenshot.
Yeah.
And, and tweet this maybe out or something.
Actually, you know what? Do me a favor.
What's that?
At random points...
Okay.
Throughout this, if you could, because we want to kind of keep the podcast flowing.
I'll drop some knowledge on
you,
drop some stats.
See, look at that. We're completing each other's sentences.
Average cadence, 156 SPMs.
I thought we'd find our spot there.
Not really sure what an SPM is, but that was my average cadence. On my big run this morning, I was out there running, doing track and field type activities.
And I mean this sincerely. We don't have enough time to get into it, because what would happen is it would take down a 30-minute conversation, you know, about how your feet work differently or something.
Yeah.
And we don't have time for that today.
No.
So, again, to keep the show...
423 total calories burned. 423. That's a...
find our spots
combination
there.
Right there.
You know, ebbs and flows.
What's that? You want to know what my elevation gain was? 52 feet.
Wow.
So, 52 feet of elevation gain.
So in case you're wondering about the rolling mountains of the town we live in, there's Steve on a run going up and down a total
That's right.
of 52 feet.
Nearly five stories.
But we were... talking about the idea that, you know, surfer, because you look like a surfer to me. Like, I'm kind of surprised that you weren't a surfer back, because I believe you did an Instagram, you know, ask me questions thing the other day, which has been going around.
That was a lot of fun, by the
way.
Was it?
Did it was creepy ones or weird ones that you like?
No, no, for the most part, they were all pretty normal. There were a bunch of really stupid ones.
Right. Now, anytime.
But the one, my biggest pet peeve, to go on a little tangent here, is, and we've talked about this before, because I'm from the state of New Jersey.
Oh, boy.
And everybody from there, apparently, has the most pride for their home state than anyone has ever had, ever.
Yeah.
So, at least six times during my little... ask me questions thing, AMA, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
I have people say, hey, shit, what do you miss about Jersey, huh?
You tell them the Ferris wheel's in the ocean now or whatever?
The one thing I don't miss about Jersey is being there and hearing everybody say, pretty nice to be back, huh? Must miss this place pretty good, huh? Pretty nice here in Jersey, ain't it?
It's the, it's the Garden State.
Yeah.
And apparently, the most prideful state in the Union.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Did like, you find
I mean, I like where I'm from. I enjoy where I grew up.
Well, you're
up.
Not hiding it, but you also don't have an outline of that dumb-shaped state on your chest, like people seem to think.
I'm not like the state's favorite son. I'm not the official mascot.
Do they just
like
want...
I'm the one that got out.
Do they want you to just...
Yeah, well, you think you're better than us now, huh? Because it's a real fine line where
you come back in, think you can own the joint, huh?
Yeah, it's a real fine line between they love you, but then if you get too good, then they hate you.
Yeah, you can't scrap your way out of. Hang on, let me read this. One of the most expensive states to live in.
Yeah, it's insanely expensive.
Air quote, scrap your way out of that. And act like you're better than them. Now, are there areas...
It's like, we want you to succeed, but not too much.
Yeah, but they don't do that to their celebrities, because if you go to New Jersey and say anything about Bruce Springsteen negative...
Forget it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it,
because you're about to get the old Garden State boot across state lines.
God, I get it. I like where I was from. I enjoyed growing up there. Yeah. It was a nice place to live. And who knows? Maybe one day I'll move back there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you know what I really liked? I liked when I moved here 12 years ago, and all of my bills were literally cut in half. That was pretty nice. Yeah, my car insurance, half. Rent, more than half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything, half. So.
Dang.
Yeah, that was fine.
But
that was all right.
I saw a few questions regarding the podcast, and I...
Oh, yeah, I took the opportunity to plug the podcast.
Very nice, and I didn't read all of them, because once you click on an Instagram story and you see those...
Oh, jeez.
...dashes that are, like, real smaller...
Let me tell you, I would...
Blow past
if
it.
That was mine, if I was, if, like, if someone else did that, there's no chance.
Yeah.
No chance whatsoever that
now,
I would watch.
You're probably lucky, because we have a friend who's... Also in radio, used to intern at the show, Jackie, and she's done a few of those.
Yeah, Jackie's done them a bunch.
I couldn't fathom the questions she gets from people.
Yeah.
But it shows you their name, right? Like, so you know who asked the question. So if people are asking, like, hey, can I sniff your feet? You then know the person who asked
is that your
feet. No, I'm just knowing the internet, hypothesizing here.
And that knowing Jackie being... A young, attractive female.
Right.
It's not in
the entertainment industry.
Yeah, it's not out of the question.
But you would then know that person. Just so everybody knows out there, you aren't asking these questions anonymously.
No. Because when you answer one of them, it puts the original question in your response, on the screen.
So
it'll say, asked by Kyle
with
your handle on there.
But now me reading it, I can't see that.
Oh, no, I think you can.
No, I can't. I haven't seen the person who asked, but that's fine.
Really?
I don't need to. I'm just saying, for all of you weirdos out there.
Yeah, I guess I don't watch enough of them.
Who are waiting to mention, can I lick your stomach hair? Whatever your thing is, don't.
Yeah.
Okay, keep that in the privacy of your own home. But I also notice a few plugs for the old Jeep shop going on over there. And
sure.
For everybody to be aware, because I've been trying to get, giveaway on this show. But there's three giveaways in your latest
three big
YouTube
giveaways. Oh,
video. Wow. That's at youtube.com/secondchancejeeps,
yeah.
I believe. Is that a direct link?
Yeah, I think it's youtube.com/c/secondchancejeeps.
Are you about to ask me, did I watch it?
Well, I was going to say, the latest video, of course, I know that you've seen it. That would be,
Is this the one next to the picture of, rectangular metal that was on your Instagram? Oh, God.
That's kind of hurtful.
Yeah, get into it.
That would be
any day now.
The Jeep Comanche build part 8.
Hey, part 8 still working
part
on
the floor pans are in, and I'm giving away free tools again.
Free tools. We've still got that shirt that you said you're going to give away over here.
Yeah, those are some of the giveaways.
Very nice. Annette putting in overtime for Steve's pet project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to be making an order for some shirts. So what size do you want? What color do you want?
Listen, put me in for... what was that size shirt over there you're trying to give me?
There's a large.
Yeah, and that didn't fit. That wasn't going to fit me. I told
it was an
you,
XL.
I'm more of a medium guy.
Okay, no problem. I can get you a medium.
But I should probably see the fit before you get the medium.
No, that's not really how it works.
Maybe it is. Maybe I'm more of a XXL. You know how those range between medium and XXL.
So you're a medium, but you're not ruling out a double XL.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Each company, and then you got to take into account the shrink when you
wash it. Yeah, because this is like the 40s still.
Yep, you got to wash them all separate, obviously, because
the
colors will bleed.
You don't want the colors to
run. And you got to wash it inside out, too, Steve. You don't want that
That's what they say.
Logo to go away. But,
that's what they say.
But we digress. I wanted to mention that I thought you'd be a surfer back in the day.
How did we get in? Did we start the episode talking about surfers?
Yeah, I mentioned that it was more of a lawnmower conversation or shower thought, I believe, is the more accurate description. Because you talked about, in your Instagram story, your hair that used to be down to your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a picture of that anywhere that we could post? I've seen a picture of you with it long, but I don't know if I would. I don't know if I've seen one shoulder.
Man, I don't know if it because it was probably
just above it.
Yeah, maybe shoulder was a bit exaggerated because maybe it was a little past chin. I would say, but that's
almost that's
2 inches off the shoulder.
Now
at that
I could
point.
pretty much describe this picture without having seen it.
Okay.
You have a shirt that's probably two sizes too large.
Of course, yeah.
And it probably has, what was it, Big Dog logo on it? Or...
Well, there was Big Johnson.
Yeah.
And then there was, I think Big Dog, like if you're not running with the big dogs,
right.
You're taking up too much space.
Maybe you had Fear. Did you have the Fear shirt? Do you remember
Fear? No Fear. No Fear.
Policy.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah, I had a No Fear shirt that said, second place is the first loser. Which, God, just saying that out loud.
It just makes you feel so dumb for your younger self.
I know. It's like I was 11.
Yeah. But then you probably had jeans that were incredibly wide.
Yeah,
and
either jeans or really big jorts.
Yep, and acid washed, I'm sure, like the light blue denim.
Yeah, it was like they weren't acid wash because acid wash was like a late 80s, early 90s, where it was like you'd take your dark jeans and and they'd almost turn white.
But then probably, you know, the back of all the pants all destroyed
frayed.
Because your mom would say, hey, we need to get you 30 length pants. And you'd say, no, mom.
I need 32-60s.
I need 32-38s so it can cover my feet.
Yeah. I need to be able to tuck my feet in on a cold winter's day.
Yeah.
Like they're snow pants.
But you were telling me that you knew some surfers.
I did,
that you went to school with. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of taken aback because seeing that image of you and knowing that, you know, in a couple of years you'd be, you know, throwing your life savings down the jet ski tube.
Boy.
You never once grabbed a board and went out there and
not for
and
lack of
waves?
Wanting to. I always wanted to learn how to surf, but I just never did for some reason.
Okay.
I mean, I grew up the closest beach would have been an hour away, probably Long Beach Island. It was about a 1 hour straight shot across the state because I grew up on the western side of New Jersey.
Yeah.
I grew up basically right across the river from Philadelphia. So not even remote. I grew up on the Delaware River, essentially, which is the opposite side of the state than the Atlantic Ocean. So, but I had some friends in high school that were big surfers. And they, when they got their driver's license, like junior or senior year or whatever it was, school started at, I don't know, 7 a.m., 7:10 or something. They'd wake up at like 3 in the morning. They'd drive across the state to LBI, surf for an hour, hour and a half, load back up, drive back home, and get to school by 7.
Oh.
Like, they'd walk into homeroom, and their hair's still
wet.
Yeah, hair's still wet. They got sand in their ears.
They still got that strap on their wrist
their
foot.
So yeah,
wherever
the leash.
Went, so you wouldn't lose the board, but...
Oh,
you know,
I always thought that was so cool. Like, man, what...
Because,
what am I doing wrong?
Because they get a... And this was my thought, was surfers kind of get a bad rap because you get this image of a surfer and it's long-haired hippie dude like, hey, bro. Like,
lazy.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm on island time. You know, it's never... Nowhere to be.
Yeah.
Yet,
but they're waking up at 4 in the morning.
Like, are surfers actually very responsible people?
Yeah, I think so.
And I'll put that on the poll this week. That's at Stephen Kyle on Twitter. Are surfers responsible people? Because...
Yeah.
This seems ridiculous. Like, I wouldn't do that. Now, one of the dumbest things I've ever done, and this wasn't for, like, a passion like surfing, but it's something I really wanted to watch. It was when the Breaking Bad movie came out, the El Camino with Aaron Paul.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
I woke up at, and I believe we talked about it on this podcast, I woke up at, like, 4 in the morning so I could watch it before work because I simply didn't want to wait until I got home work.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to see spoilers. If you see anybody at work that it was also a big fan, you want to be able to talk about it.
But these big oafy lumps of dumb are huffing it, you know, half hour or whatever to the beach in the morning.
Yeah.
Before the... You know, now that I'm thinking about it...
You want to go surfing?
Not at all. In a lake. Keep the sharks away from me, though. Now that I think about it, maybe this is part of the reason that old man... smacked the pier.
Oh, you think maybe he was out a little too early? It wasn't quite light enough yet?
Yeah, and you know, you get older, your vision starts to go, so, and your hearing, so maybe, you know, from the shore, his son was over there going, Dad, watch out for that pier!
Leave me alone, son! You know, just like Just like the well-documented conversation between Sonny and Cher before...
Directly before his death.
Yeah.
Hey, Sonny! Watch out for that tree!
Nobody needs to tell me what to do. Smack.
What we're saying is that every accident like these appear to be inevitable.
Yeah.
And communicable beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's something to that, Steve. Maybe if they didn't go surfing in the dark...
That's true, yeah.
There wouldn't be, you know...
What was that sound effect?
Was
that death?
He didn't lose his head. Why am I thinking he lost his head?
I don't think
he just hit the pier, right?
He hit the pier, yeah. Okay. Smacked into a...
Smack!
Smacked into a pylon.
How do you get that far astray from a wave? You don't see, you know, like, piers aren't small.
No, they're huge.
That's the only reason, I think. It was dark. It's the only reason.
Average heart rate 172 beats per minute during my run this morning when I was out running.
I hope somebody's keeping track. Keep tabs on Steve's fitness for us going forward as he dives back into the. And I don't have any time to ask you anymore about your running if you have intent, because normally I'd be deep down a rabbit hole, Steve, asking you what you got planned, if you're doing a 5K, 25K, a marathon, a triathlon. I don't have time, so don't even start it. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, of course not.
Because, Steve...
the plan for this year...
Because I hope you've got the music ready.
Oh, no. What?
Because we've got a big announcement here to make this morning.
Oh, we do have a big announcement.
And we teased it last week and then promptly waited 20 minutes to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I also did to circle the horses or bring back the wagons or whatever that expression is. I did send you that previous audio.
Yeah, let's get
to
that.
Of the time we discussed on this podcast, for whatever reason, Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist. We got to get to the big Oliver Twist audio.
Because it seems to be that maybe, I don't know if I can call two times in 5 years a verbal crutch, but this seems to be maybe a comparison I really like making. Because I've done it in the past.
Okay, so this... Can you reset this a little once again?
Yeah, the old bit. The old bit, I was simply... I save all of our audio pieces that I use for these intros as very unique titles.
Mm-hmm.
And in 780-plus instances of saving these, I have never run into the situation I ran into yesterday where I went to save a piece named Kyle Oliver Twist... and got the warning, this audio file already exists. Would you like to replace it? This is the first instance of my referencing Oliver Twist on a podcast in 2020.
Beet turnip glazed, a honey roasted chicken breast with a side of freeze dried cherry.
Why do you sound so weird?
I think I'm doing a voice.
Oh, okay.
Saying, like, acting like a... This is my assumption.
Okay.
Acting like I am a contestant.
You sound like a robot.
On a cooking show.
Okay.
Pureed salad. I would rather eat whatever Oliver Twist was eating than whatever it is you just described.
Man, we are funny.
Can't all be big hits, you know? But I'm sure when I played that in an introduction 2 years ago or whenever...
Oh,
I'm sure we
obviously did. I was howling.
I'm sure we remembered it fondly. And that's, you know, that's kind of why we were going to start playing this game, and we even had a name for it that I totally forgot, where you were going to guess the context of intro audio pieces that I have saved.
Right.
But then my heart went wonky, and we all got sidetracked, and we're gone for a month.
Yeah, yeah, I mean.
So maybe we bring that back, but in a... We also determined, were we ever funny? Because I think after hearing that, TBD.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could get there one day.
But still try. I mean, listen, we're approaching our 5-year anniversary, just 5 months away.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that kind of coincides with this announcement, Steve. Me or you? Or both of us? Do you want to try to... How about you talk, I'll read your lips through your mask?
Yeah.
And I'll just...
Echo it so it's like natural reverb.
Okay.
Okay.
We got it. We're nailing it.
Live Live from the Steve. Oh boy, that's difficult.
We're not doing the. You know what? How about I'll lay off?
Okay.
How about you do the announcement, and then I'll do the fanfare.
Okay. All right.
Does that work?
Here we go. Live from the Steve and Kyle Podcast Studio Headquarters, the live show that we have canceled or scheduled for this summer is canceled.
Hey! Oh.
Wait a minute.
Oh, that's not fanfare. That's sad fare. Do they have sad fare for the common man? Or it's just womp.
Wouldn't it be? Well, no. Wouldn't it? No, you wouldn't replace the fan part. You'd replace the fair part, I would think.
Oh, okay. So
fan sad.
Fan sad for the common man. We need the counter.
Because the fair is the.
Okay. No. Yeah. That's the big
right,
the music.
Yeah.
So we just need the inverse of what everybody
the opposite,
knows.
Opposite
yeah.
Of fan. Hold on. Let's
okay.
Do a quick search for what.
Oh, you're gonna search for fan sad.
What is the opposite?
Fan sad for the common man.
Fanfare.
And I'm guessing the results are gonna be.
Okay. What is the opposite of fanfare? Oh, of course, it takes me to wordhippo.com. Secrecy.
Okay.
Obscurity.
Yeah.
Dullness. Insignificance for the common man.
Yeah, that's what I like. The insignificant. So now we just need somebody, preferably Kevin MacLeod, to make an iconic piece of music that is the opposite of fanfare for the common man.
Okay. So do you want to do this whole sting again? Live from the Steve and Kyle Podcast World Headquarters, the live show scheduled for this summer has been canceled. Secrecy.
What was the other term? Insignificance.
By the way, I'm ashamed to admit how long it took me to pronounce the word secrecy in my head. I looked at it and I was like, secrecity?
What is that even? Now, granted, that sounds like bad news. To a degree it is. Now listen, I've been looking forward to being able to try this in one way or another for a while. And obviously we were going to try it a year ago in July. The event is still on Facebook. But all is not lost.
Mm-mm.
And this
Mm-mm.
is important to remember. We're going to keep that date.
Yeah. Save that date. You've already had it saved for a year and a half.
And a better prepared co-host would have that date in front of them that I'm trying to pull up right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm almost positive it is Saturday, July 11th, the week. No, Saturday, July 10th, Steve. I have it right now.
Yeah.
At 1 p.m. Now, that start time may adjust. If it adjusts, it'll be not too much different one way or the other. Mm-hmm. We're simply going to modify what's currently known as the Steve and Kyle Podcast. This one's for the road live show. Which was a heavy implication.
At Saturday, July 10th.
1 p.m.
1 p.m. Yeah.
Which,
just in case.
Had big overtones that we were retiring.
COVID really screwed this up because it extended our careers by a year.
We were out the door, man. We were home free. Yeah. I'd check in with you twice a year, you know, drop a happy birthday or a Merry Christmas and, you know, enjoy your lambs on Easter. Whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe after like 3 years, you'd say, hey, you ever miss it? You want to get back together? And then I'd say, nah.
Yeah.
And we'd stay apart because once we're retired and split, that's it.
Yeah.
Save that date. We're simply modifying this. Now, the tribulations of trying to pack the hundreds upon hundreds who are going to be coming to this event.
Hundreds upon hundreds.
Into an unknown, unnamed venue.
Yeah.
Was simply going to be too difficult, and quite frankly, I don't want to die.
Yeah, and probably wasn't going to be legal.
Right.
Anyway.
Now, granted,
I don't think that, I mean, four and a half, five months from now, I don't think we're going to be at a point where there's going to be gatherings. Look, honestly, we're going to be like, what, maybe 20 people there?
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's even, can you even do that now?
I think it's like, outdoor. You could have up to two total families. In like a gathering, or maybe that's just for movies, but
I don't know.
It's, listen, things appear to be that they're possibly on a positive trajectory.
Yeah.
Vaccines are out there, whatever. We are not going to be the ones who are the first to rush into the building with a gathering of however many people and say, come sit with us in, you know, Joe Schmo's barn while we, you know, try to do a podcast. That seems dumb and a waste of time. But this is no joke. We truly want to do something like that. We love doing the live streams and the interactions. Mm-hmm. Some of the most fun I've had is when we live streamed the podcast awards last fall.
And that was a lot of fun.
We intended to do it for maybe an hour.
I mean, results weren't exactly what we were hoping for.
They didn't stop counting when they were supposed to. We were supposed to do that for an hour. We ended up staying until almost 11 p.m. talking to everybody who joined us. We're gonna try to do another one of those as well. We talk about that every few weeks. We want to get another one of those live streams. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of hybrid this.
Yeah.
Because we also have another thought that maybe we could mention right now, too, is that we love getting gifts. People send us candy. People send us stuff. But listen, it's too much.
It's getting out of control.
I love it, but it's not. You don't have to do that. No. I feel, as much as I enjoy opening on the air and looking at all these trinkets and candy and stuff that
people get us. Look, there's nothing I love more than that massive pile of candy that is sitting 1 foot to our side.
But listen.
I feel like something better, something more important could be done with that money. Yes. We see when these things show up. In a lot of cases, there's a tag on there from whether it's like USPS or FedEx or UPS. Like, we see just how much these things cost to send. And then we open the boxes, and there's just tons and tons of stuff in there. And that's amazing. We didn't start doing this podcast because we thought it would be great to get free stuff. It's not at all the case. In fact, quite the opposite. Like, that was kind of the idea behind the non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange, is that people could give, you know, people could give stuff to each other,
right.
send a little gift, couple bucks, like that. That's where we align more with.
Yeah. So the hybrid that I'm speaking of here is we want to introduce a new aspect to this, where instead of sending us stuff, we start contributing to a cause that could actually use it.
Yeah.
And we're not starting a charity or anything like that, and this is all to be determined. This came to me quite literally in the shower a few weeks ago, thinking about something I wanted to do, and I texted Steve immediately on board. We're floating ideas.
Yeah.
Every now and again, we get these sessions of creative juices, and they're just ideas flying back and forth.
Within about 5 minutes, we had a name for it, which of course makes no sense.
But that's why it's so perfect, and there's going to be... We've got all these sub-ideas that'll all flesh out as we get closer.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do on Saturday, July 10, this year, 2021, the very first ever...
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
I feel like we need...
That's good. I need to clear my throat because I need to get the pomp and circumstance ready for when I unleash the name.
Need some fanfare or some sad...
Some fan-sad.
Fan-sad.
Live from the Steve and Kyle News Desk, please join us on Saturday, July 10, 2021 for Steve and Kyle's Cure for the Cure!
Hey! The Cure for the Cure.
This is big news. Now, this is... Now, everybody's sitting there wondering why they're clapping. Those words don't make sense together.
So we're going to call it C4TC for short, right? But 4 is going to be the number, like, C4.
The graffiti-style number 4 over the letters.
Yeah.
We're already fleshing out the logos that we're going to need help with. What we want to do is, on that date, is do the times to be determined. I'd be comfortable saying up to, like, a 6-hour...
Mm-hmm.
I guess a stream-a-thon.
Yeah.
Where you and I, together, it'll be together. We can't do that separately. Yeah. Tech won't work.
I'm thinking, man, if it's summer, take it on the deck.
And for like the first hour until we realize it's July. It's 96.
2,000 degrees out.
And like, you see sweat just not on my face. Just, like, my headphones are sliding off my head from all the sweat.
My stupid Frisbo neighbor won't stop throwing his dumb Frisbee at a bunch of chains hanging off a pole.
We're hot and uncomfortable. They're tetherball Frisbeeing next door, and we're just shouting at them in anger.
Yeah.
So up to a 6-hour stream where we're going to bring back some friends of the show, some people you haven't heard from.
Yeah.
We're going to have people drop in.
Yeah.
We'll also have... Now, these are the logistics we have to figure
out. Hey, you won't believe who just walked in! And then we'll do sound effects of doors opening, and then...
Even though it's digitally, like on a Zoom. The logistics have yet to be figured out. But throughout this, the goal for us, to kind of coincide with what we were just speaking about, is to raise money for a cause that we deem... that we want to help.
Yeah.
Now, whether it's... Now, I prefer not to have, like, a big known national name.
Yeah.
Because what I'd like to do is find... And, Steve, you have this... It's a brilliant idea. Maybe we bring back the old bit of how it led us to Van Wert, Ohio.
Throw a dart at a map.
Yeah.
Whatever town it sticks in, we look up...
Some
whatever we look up charities that are based in that town.
Yeah.
And we decide to take them under our wing. Basically, what we're saying is we don't... That's one of the undetermined so far. We don't even know what the charity is going to be yet.
Now, granted, it is going to be up to your and I's discretion here, but I'm not above taking input from people. Now, if we have a friend of this show who listens to us and has a cause near and dear to their heart, or maybe a local charity they participate in as well, feel free.
Yeah, let
us
know.
Send us a message, because I want it to be something that matters to you and I, and I want it to be something that people that listen to the show are willing to donate to. So while this is a podcast that is meant to make you laugh, which, you know, here or there, whether that works or not.
Miss the mark sometimes.
We want this cause to be worthy that people who listen to us leading up to this event and during this event are happy to donate their hard-earned money. And maybe ask their friends and family to donate their hard-earned money to this cause. And I want it to be a cause, like, hey, we really need this. Like, hey, it's an animal shelter that we haven't had dog food for a week. Like, things like that that we're going to be looking for. And that's on Steve and I. So please send your suggestions, but don't worry about that.
Also, now look, we understand it. This, you know, we joke about how no one listens to this podcast. This podcast is not huge by any means.
No.
We get a good amount of listeners on a monthly basis, which we're thrilled about.
Sure.
But I also want to be realistic. We're not going to raise $50,000 in 6 hours.
I'm going to be happy with any amount.
Yeah. I mean, I think if we could raise $500, $1,000, that would be great.
Listen, whatever it is, Steve and I will talk it out, and maybe we can figure out some type of where we're going to donate. Because, listen, we're not just going to use our mouths for 6 hours and beg people.
Right.
But we need to figure out the logistics to where – we can watch the donations maybe as they come in
because
we want to do like some perks.
We need, like, you know how the UFC has ring girls?
Yes.
Like walk through with the boards to say what round it is.
Yes.
We need
ring
somebody.
Dogs.
We need, I was going to say we need, we need like tally ladies to walk through.
I was thinking just Lola strolls by the Zoom camera with a one strapped on her back to know that we're done with the first hour or whatever.
Or that we've raised $1.
Or we've raised our first dollar. Yeah, maybe we just do a whiteboard that we can wash and erase.
That might be, a good idea.
Because we don't need like the $100,000 board.
No.
We're not going to need that
we
one.
We should. That would be funny.
We just cut the side
of it. That would be funny to have a tally board that has like room up to a trillion.
So at the end of the day, like the thermometer or whatever that grows is still just at the very bottom.
But technically, we met our goal.
Yeah, but we made it.
We just didn't quite draw it to scale. I love that idea. I love the idea of doing something a little bit different, doing a more long form episode, which will just be it's going to be for the most part completely off the cuff. But we are hopefully going to have the ability, like we did with the podcast awards stream, to be able to talk to people.
Yeah.
But in that case, we may say, hey, if you want to come on for a few minutes, we'll do 2 minutes of awkward conversation.
Sure.
But you got to donate $20 or something like that, or whatever, you know, whatever you see fit, whatever you're comfortable with. It's going to be very similar to the winter solstice gift exchange where you don't have to do it. You're under no pressure to do it. And if you have an extra $5, throw it this way. But if you don't feel bad about that.
If you just want to watch, and hang out with us for the day, because it's going to make our lives easier.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I want to get some friends of the show and some maybe people who aren't quite yet friends of the show mm-hmm. on. We'll schedule some people. We can talk to them for 5-10 minutes. Bully them into maybe giving us some money.
Absolutely. Look, if you're going to be a guest, we are going to, even though I just said don't feel bad if you can't donate money, we're going to bully the hell out of you.
I think the final question for every guest is how much have you donated to our cause today? And if they say anything less than like $50, you play the...
No, but we're going to hit this. And now, here to give a grand announcement on how much they're going to donate is Bob.
And then we just wait in silence. And we wait for Bob to say a dollar amount.
And they say $20. All right, hey! Bob.
And then we shuttle them off.
See you later. Here's your tote bag. Appreciate you stopping by.
And maybe somebody can help us out. I'm not saying anybody who's done this, but maybe somebody who has experience in this world to where we could make this idea of while we can watch donations come in mm-hmm. because it's going to make our lives a little bit easier. But I also would like to make...
That shouldn't be a problem.
Up to like 5 slots that if you donate X amount of dollars, you can talk Jeeps with Steve for one minute.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
Because I'll need to go to the restroom.
Sure. There will also be, you know, same amount. You'll be able to throw some hot sports tates at Kyle.
And you can buy a hot take, things like that. You can buy a hot tate from me. Mm-hmm. But then you can buy your way into 2 minutes of awkward conversation. Yeah. So we just need a platform that maybe would allow us to do this, that we can then have it kind of go live earlier in the week or whatever make this thing happen.
You think your wife would be up for being on?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she would.
I think it would be fun to have both of our wives on.
Maybe have our spouses host for an hour?
Yeah.
No way.
Just push it off on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to go.
You guys want to talk for an hour? Come back. They're talking about, you know... The things that you put in girls' hair, the
barrettes,
and you know,
I gotta run to Home Depot.
Yes, leggings and whatever else girls talk about. That's right. That's right. This is a man cast, and I don't know what chicks think.
I mean, maybe we'll bring back some of the old bits.
Yeah.
We could bring back a 2 minutes of awkward conversation.
Yep.
We could bring back the Kenny Rogers fact of the week.
Yep.
Maybe bring back the Facebook Marketplace intro and outro.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, do a live.
In the Zach?
Maybe a live.
I bet I could get Justin with a Y.
I think that's the perfect time. We need a third mic to get Justin with a Y in here. Mm-hmm. And I can ask him, hey, do you really enjoy talking to this dullard?
I did. I slipped up last week because for the most part, I know what his job is. He knows what my job is. But admittedly, he has said, he's like, yeah, you know, like a lot of people do. They say like, sorry, I don't really listen to the radio, which totally cool with.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine with that. And I was like, it's cool, man. No big deal. Like, I don't spend my time researching what he does either.
Sure.
So last week, he had texted me asking where he needed the roof rake, the rake snow off your roof. And we were texting back and forth. I was like, oh, I have one. It's out in the shed. I can leave it out at the top of the driveway. I'd walk it over, but I'm just about to record my podcast. And then I realized, I don't know if he knows that I...
Because the follow-up logically is, oh, you do a podcast?
Yeah. So...
And then next thing you know, he's listening.
Yeah. So he said, he's like, well, what's your podcast about? And I was like, it's just me and my friend talking. We're just two guys who underachieve at life or something self-deprecating like that, trying to like, oh, geez, what have I done? Yeah, what have I done?
We're the first podcast to actively steer away listeners.
I know. I know. And then he said, oh, where can I download the podcast?
Nowhere. You tell him we're off.
Just didn't answer.
Yeah, you should have told him, like, it's pay only, and I don't have any promo code.
I just didn't answer. I said, Kyle's here. Got to record.
Look at that. We got to hit
And then, like 11 hours later, I texted him back, like, hey, the roof rake work for you?
Yeah, did you get all that snow down? Now,
although who knows, maybe this could be the, you know, the door opening to you guys becoming good friends.
No chance. Not interested. No chance.
Okay.
No thank you.
Okay.
And one more time.
Sure sounds like my dog's barking a lot.
No chance. Yeah, I think Toby's upset outside.
Yeah.
It's something. So one other thing I kind of wanted to mention, and again, no pressure, and I wouldn't expect anybody to do this anyway. And Steve, you and I haven't fleshed out this thought either. any local business, maybe it's your own business, if you wanted to sponsor part of this.
$10,000 for a half-hour sponsorship. $10,000 Remember, you're talking to the number one rated podcast
within
3 blocks of my house.
Except for Justin with a Y, who you refuse to let listen. Yeah. So Joe Rogan's making up some ground on us.
Yeah, a little bit.
But any dollar that we would accept for, you know, being a sponsor for an hour or whatever you wanted to do would go directly to whatever cause you and I decide we want to support here. I'm not here to make a penny. I don't want to make a penny.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times in stuff like this, people will back out money that they need for the production aspect of it, because we'll have to buy a couple things.
Sure.
But, I mean, nothing big. Like, maybe some microphones or some cables or whatever.
I don't think a third microphone should be out of the question to finally add to the studio here.
But that's all of that stuff comes out of our pockets. Yeah, so if we raise... You know, $1,200. $1,200 will go to whatever the charity. Oh, you know what I just thought of?
What?
Do we do novelty check? That would be great, right?
Paid out of our own pocket. So, but we need to purchase the blank novelty check.
Yeah.
And then fill it in ourselves, right? And then,
yeah.
Or have one of our spouses, so at the end of the day, they can walk in.
And that's got the Cricut over there. She'll be able to cut out the fancy lettering so we can put it on there.
So, like, at the end of the day, like, with an hour left, you and I close out however much we've made. So we don't know. And then at the end of the stream, they can the check girls can
or,
bring
or
in,
Lola
or Lola.
Lola can just drag it behind her.
Poor Lola now, just like this 30-pound novelty check strapped on her back like she's a military dog. And they'll come in and show us how much we made at the end, and then we mail that to the charity. Then right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's got the routing number on the bottom and everything. And
sure,
we
it seems mail unsafe, that. But. We'll figure out. Well, if it's local, we drop it off.
Yeah, and we're gonna get in touch with it. And this is a good chance, the very first chance Philip's hearing about it, because
Philip got some work for you.
Well, because I'd like to get a poster, and we could then beforehand as well as during it, we could have these posters in a limited number or maybe a limited number for sale. We can sign, not sign, whatever you prefer. Every dollar will eat the charges to make the posters.
Yep.
And to ship them. Every dollar you donate for these posters will go right to the cause as well. I think that'd be nice, a little memento. But maybe if we could have somebody draw us up some artwork for that, because we're not that creative, we'll figure that out as well. And then you can buy some items during the podcast while we're doing it. These are all happening while Steve and I talk about it. Occasionally,
we might have to have like a phone bank with operators standing by.
Yeah, Lola.
Yeah,
get to work. Boy.
All right. So once again, that's Saturday, July 10th, 2021. Yep. Just what, about 4 months away, 4.5 months away.
It gives us
the first annual Steve and Kyle podcast cure for the cure. Which, yes, we know it doesn't make sense. I'm thinking the artwork. It's going to have like a needle, like a syringe.
Okay.
It's got to have a medical theme, obviously.
Now, I'm thinking, I don't know if it's a local race. Is it? Oh, no, it's the Susan G. Komen, right? I think it's Race for the Cure. So I'm thinking, in typical Steve and Kyle fashion.
Steal it.
So we steal that font.
Uh-huh.
You know, and slap, instead of the pink ribbon.
Our color's pink.
Instead of the pink ribbon, a pink syringe.
Are we getting bracelets made, too, that have our cause on them?
I guarantee we could get rubber bracelets. Could we hire our friend, Sidon Ryan Young? He could make that material, right?
I don't know.
On that 3D printer, like that rubber?
Oh, no, I don't think that it's that.
It's not that rubbery?
No, it's it ends up being like plastic.
Now we need a bracelet printer and a placist.
If we have a braceleteer out there, we need one to make some bracelets. Free of charge, of course.
Yeah, but please, again, seriously, mark your calendars. Save your pennies. We'd love to make this thing something that can really change a charity's year, month, direction.
Yeah.
You know, it's been tough for everybody, nonprofits and charities included here, as money is tight for a lot of people. And again, we're not going to beg you for the money. We're going to mention the charity quite a bit. Whenever we do determine it, we'll do that live on air here in the next 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And just donate what you can. We'd like to make some local nonprofit who really needs it very, very happy this summer as soon as we can do it.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Hey, folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
All right, what do we have here?
Boy, oh boy, Steve. So you met up with our friend.
I did.
A friend of the show who has apparently left social media. I wasn't aware of that until he messaged us last week.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Ruddick.
Zach, yeah. Zach
Ruddick, who's done some digital artwork for us in the past. You can see some of his designs at stephenkyle.com/merch.
He sent me a message earlier in the week, and he said, hey, I'm going to be in town, and I have something I want to drop off for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, because I ended up meeting up with him yesterday after work, and the first thing I said to him, I was like, I always associate you with Maine, because I know for a while he lived in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
He was at one of the Side Gigs radio shows in Maine, where he presented the Lucky Billy bar to me and gave a great plug on the radio to the Lucky Billy Candy Company, confectionery conglomerate or something.
Yeah. Zach's been a fantastic friend of this program.
Zach was one of the people that joined us in Boston for the trip a couple of summers ago.
Still got that picture of the four of us.
Yeah.
You, me, Zach, and Sean sitting at the bar from Goodwill Hunting, the same table that Ben Affleck and the whole gang sat at.
So Zach reached out. He said he was going to be in town. He now lives in Lapeer, Michigan, I believe, which is an hour and a half, 2 hours from here. But he was over here on this side of the state yesterday taking care of some family business, and he said, I want to stop by. So I was like, all right, no problem. So we met up after the radio show yesterday, met up outside on the snowy sidewalk, socially distanced and safe, of course, and he handed over two bags, and we had a nice conversation for a couple of minutes, and he was on his way to do his thing. Now,
very nice.
Now, I know the idea of what one of these is, but I specifically said to him earlier in the week, I was like, hey, not to sound needy, but can you put it in a bag or in a box or something? Because I don't want to see it.
Sure.
I want it to be natural reaction on the air. I didn't want...
you don't
want
to see it while you picked it up.
I didn't want it to be a surprise to just you. I also wanted to be surprised.
Yeah.
So that being said, I think we should open...
The blue one first?
Yeah, let's do the blue one first.
Because I know for a fact... I mean, we might as well just say we know what one of them is. We just don't know what it looks like.
Yeah.
And it's a creation almost a year in the making, I believe.
Now, the blue bag, he gave me a little hint. He said he has some friends in Hollywood that helped him out with this.
Now, granted, there's a Hollywood, Florida. And
that's true.
You'd have to be a real idiot to mess up a city in Florida with, like, a city across the country or across the world, like, you know, thinking a shark could go from, you know, was it Jupiter, Florida, or to Australia in an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
Only a real chump would believe that.
Still stand by. Okay. So let me... Boy, a lot of tissue paper. I think Zach got a value pack.
Okay.
And, yep, Zach got a value pack, Steve. Because there's a lot of it.
Whole bunch of it.
Whole bunch. And this is something in a frame, it appears, Steve.
Oh, boy.
Oh! Whoa! I knew it!
What?
I knew it! That's right. That's a framed picture.
It's a framed album.
A framed vinyl, right?
A framed vinyl album
of our friend
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers himself.
And look at that. He said, "Steve and Kyle, I'm still alive. Keep on gambling."
Kenny Rogers signed at the bottom. So if anybody has any questions about the validity of our claims that Kenny's still out there crooning,
I think it's great that he's been in seclusion for the last year or so, but finally decided to out himself by signing an autograph that says, "I'm still alive.
Keep on gambling.
Keep on gambling."
Now, I know what is, but I don't think he has any cause to be concerned, because as we've talked about, you know, most listened to podcasts outside of Joe Rogan in the 3-block radius of Steve's neighborhood.
Right.
So he's only worried about 30 to 40 people knowing that he's still kicking.
That's
still
beautiful.
And you know what?
Beautiful right there.
If there is ever a mantra that I will live by,
it's keep on gambling.
Thank you, Kenny, for the kick in the rear I needed this morning. Keep on gambling.
How much, or what would it take for you to get that tattooed?
Keep on gambling?
Keep on gambling with this picture.
I'll say this.
I mean, look at that.
No, not with that picture.
That's an attractive man.
I'll get that text, keep on gambling, not the picture, if we can raise, however, I'll figure out a dollar amount that we'll never reach for this live stream, and I'll get it done if we reach that dollar amount.
Keep on gambling.
Now he said, "Thank you, Zach. I can't believe you were able to access the inner circle of Kenny."
Zach said he reached out to his friends in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Initially, he tried. He's still efforting the P-Billy 4 arm ash.
Oh, it's out there.
It is out there.
It's out there. We know it. It's been scraped off of the porch. It's been scraped off the tree that they decked.
Oops.
We need that. We were also looking for one of Sonny Bono's teeth.
Bono's teeth, James Brown's legs.
James Brown. Listen, we're trying to make again a body of celebrity that of celebrity body parts.
Yeah, it's like a celebrity transformer.
Yeah, we're gonna stuff them and stick it in the corner of APS 4.0. Yeah. It's gonna be a beautiful sight that everybody wants to take pictures with.
Okay, now this is
what I know we knew was coming.
Yeah.
So this Zach had been telling us that he was going to create this for a while. Before we entered for the podcast awards, we made our own to verify that we would win.
Yeah, this is a year in the making. We started talking about the Podconi Awards.
So this right here, I'm assuming, is the incarnation of Steve, you and I's first ever.
Yeah.
Podconi.
Hey. All right.
I don't know how delicate I need to be.
Should I cue up some fansad for the what did we call it? I don't even know.
Again, Zach, next time you want to go, value pack on the tissue paper, maybe go upsize on the gift bag. Buy another 50 cents because both of them are ripped right in the bottom. These are hazards. But again, thank you for the gift.
But thank you, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, couldn't be said.
No good thing goes unrewarded around here.
Oh Jesus.
Wow. Hang on. This is gorgeous. Look at this. No, if I'm not mistaken, Jab Abinrad, Lifetime Podcast Excellence, the Steve and Kyle Podcast. Now, that's gorgeous. Steve, I have to tell you, when I initially opened it, I thought that was a tube from a mortar from the 4th of July.
It does look like it.
Because, wow. Now, this is a, to describe it, it is your tip, like, it's got your rectangular base.
Mm-hmm. It's got a cylindrical center.
With a beautiful flame job on it.
Yes.
And above it would be the base of the award.
Uh-huh.
And it is a set. My guess tells me that's a legitimate set of earbuds.
Yeah, it does look like a set of Apple earbuds.
That have been painted. No, I'm sorry. Not painted.
Dipped.
Dipped in gold.
And, I mean, just the attention to detail paid here where they were.
Well, this is
glued to the base.
This is a beautiful delight. Oh, my God. I didn't have any expectations. This so far outshot my expectations for what this thing would look like. That is gorgeous.
The Jab Abinrad Lifetime Podcast Excellence Award.
Wow. Well, it's been a long time coming, Steve. And, yep. Hang on, I would like to,
raise the trophy.
Yeah, I'd like to,
do you want to drink a beer out of it like they do with the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, let's just carve a hole in the back.
Come on, Zach, you may have to come back and pick this thing up.
And just carve a hole?
And put a cup on it.
You better make this so we can, twist it and drink
and
out
fill
of the
it up.
Tube.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
I'd like to thank...
Jab Abinrad, of course.
I'd like to thank my bank account, which has financed the hosting space for... going on 4.5 years now, that has continually put us in the red with no end in sight. And as we just talked about with this charity thing, makes sense we would lose more money as we try to do something nice.
Hey, what do you think about having a entry-level sponsorship, simply $20 and 1 cent every month?
So we're in the black every month?
Yeah, a penny.
Yeah, and I'm not kidding you. The penny is necessary. Okay, because I will not break even. We will make a profit.
So if you're a small business, yeah, that's right. We're during our acceptance speeches, we're courting possible sponsors. If you're looking to get into the podcast sponsorship game for the low price of $20 and 1 cent per month, that will get you upwards of one mention per month.
Yeah. You know what? I'll let you...
Two mentions per month.
Okay.
It's a half price, 50% off sale.
You can here's what we'll do is you can for that price, you can sponsor the date that Steve reads every episode.
Because
that's
yeah.
the one thing that we know we're going to get to every single episode.
Sure.
Is for that price, you can sponsor a one time Steve will read, hey, you know.
And we never forget that.
No.
By the way, it is Saturday, January 30th, 2021, the year of our Lord. It's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
So you'll have to
brought
listen to
you
the whole
by
thing.
Your business here.
So you'll have to know the whole, you'll have to listen to the whole thing because you never know when you're going to hear the date that this thing is being recorded. But
and look, we'll even throw in, like, say you have a hot deal on fan belts that month.
It's upcharge for that.
Yeah. Gotta read the fine print.
Sorry if you want to,
Zach, here, can I give my...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Off? Listen, I've wrapped up. I keep losing money, so thank you.
I want to thank, obviously, the reason that we are both here, Mr. Jab Abinrab. Mm-hmm. Without him, this would not be possible. I want to thank all of the legions and legions of listeners, the dozens who have listened throughout the years.
They got us nominated for this, Steve, and it can't be said enough. The competition was stiff.
It was, yeah, very, very much, very much a battle to win this. This will live on in my heart for 10 eternities
until we stop this, and then all that stuff gets swooped into a can, brought out to the roadside.
We had to
put it on the merch shelf. It's got to go on that's the candy shelf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've got to put it on the memorabilia shelf.
Right.
Next to Cliffy, the signed bobblehead by Cliffy.
A Plymouth Prowler.
A shattered glass signed portrait of some guys who make motorcycles. A die-cast car of a mail car.
An Italian cookbook.
And fitting in beautifully, sands from the beaches of Iwo Jima.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to put this up right now.
Yep. I feel like we should have some horn or some bugle music, but it's fine. It's too late in the game for this. This is a true honor, Zach, and we can't thank you enough. We did this on our own. Nobody helped us get here other than you and I, Steve. Thank you, Jab. What is it? Jab's the host of what's that? What's he host?
The Jab Abinrab Show.
Oh, really? Good for him.
I think it's Jad Abumrad. He's the host of Radiolab.
No, I think we spelled it right.
Yeah, Jab Abinrab. Thank you very much, Zach. Thank you to everyone for listening. Thank you in advance, because we know that you are going to be very helpful with the Steve and Kyle podcast, Cure for the Cure, coming up Saturday, July 10th, 2021. It's going to be a long stream.
Yeah.
I think we'll start, I don't know, maybe we'll do the 1 o'clock start. Who knows?
Yeah, I think it's best to try to hit, you know, times of day. Like, hey, I can make it early, but I can't make it midday, so we'll do that. I know we put out a lot of calls for everything, but again, if you're a business who maybe wants to sponsor a part of that, get in touch with us. If you have a charity that you're a part of or that you have, that's near and dear to your heart, send us a message. We're not guaranteeing we'll use it, but we're definitely going to look at all options here.
DM us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Steve and Kyle, and we look forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We can't wait, and hopefully we can raise a bunch of money for a very worthy cause. So that it? You got anything else?
No, and I know, listen, we false teased Steve's update on Ray. We'll get to that next week.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Could be more. There could be more by then.
Could be more.
All right, talk to you next week. See ya.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.